Welcome to the Extra Inning Show, presented by Graybar. Graybar, powering progress in our community on KMOX.
Cardinals down to their last strike. The 3-2 pitch is hit into right field. That should carry to the right fielder Renfro, and it does. He makes a little hop, catches the ball, and the Brewers win here tonight by a score of 5-1 as the Cardinals bullpen could not hold down the Brewers. Andrew Kisner homered on the Cardinals' side, and the Cardinals will be heading home tonight for an off day tomorrow and to take on the Pirates over the weekend.
Yeah, that's how this one finished off. The Cardinals losing in Milwaukee 5-1 a day after clinching the NL Central. Welcome into the Extra Inning Show. My name is Matt Pauley. If you want to join the program, you can call or text 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. Or you can tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air. I'm not one to be overly dismissive of things, but I'm pretty dismissive of anything that happened in this game tonight. It's the day after you clinch the NL Central, the game still means oh so much for the Brewers. You had kind of a funky lineup out there. This is a tough time to kind of navigate through these final games of the regular season when you already have your playoff spot locked in. So even all that being said, they were still a hit away from at least being tied late, maybe even taking the lead. The numbers on the box score that jump out at you, 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and they leave 11 on. That tells the whole story. That is my takeaway from today's game, those two numbers. Takeaways from today's game, sponsored by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save. A 5-1 loss in Milwaukee. They split the two-game series. We'll continue the discussion in just a moment. This is the Extra Inning Show on KMOX.
Now, back to the Extra Inning Show, presented by Graybar. Graybar, powering the new era on KMOX.
We'll see what happens. Another pitch on the way. And Kisner lines one into center field. This ball is back. It's at the track. It's gone. Andrew Kisner, back-to-back nights of home runs, and the Cardinals are on the board, 2-1, thanks to a home run by Andrew Kisner to dead center field.
But they end up losing by a 5-1 score as we welcome you back into the Extra Inning Show. My name is Matt Pauley. You want to join us? 314-436-7900, or you can tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air. Around baseball and the other scores that are notable when it comes to the playoff race, in the NL East, the Braves lose to the Nationals 3-2 in 10 innings, and the Mets knock off the Marlins 5-4. So the Mets now have a one-game lead on the Braves in the National League East. Also tonight, Cubs over the Phillies by a 4-2 score. And as we speak right now, the Padres and Dodgers are scoreless. That game in the top of the sixth inning. So as we take a look at what's going on across the playoff race, again, we told you about the NL East. As far as the wild card standings go, the Braves are the top wild card. Padres are the second. And now the Phillies lead over the Brewers just a half game. But the Phillies do have the tiebreaker against the Brewers. A trip around the league is sponsored by AAA Travel. 314-436-7900. Let's grab our first phone call of the program. Ian has given us a call. Hey, Ian, you are on the Extra Inning Show.
Hi, so I'm just calling in. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I saw some of the game tonight. I was just kind of frustrated. I don't know what happened. Like, you know, after winning last night, I thought we would have won.
Yeah, Ian, I appreciate the call. You see this happen all the time where it's the day after you clinch. A lot of guys are out of the lineup. Guys are playing out of position. You had the celebration, like just everything that goes along with it. I would guess if you went back and looked at the record of teams the day after they clinch, it's not very good. And if you would look and see the day after they clinch matched up against an opponent who still is playing for something, you would really see teams that don't fare that well. I actually think it's rather impressive that the Cardinals were right there next to them, really a big hit away from maybe tying it up late. That's the way things went on this one tonight. Let's go ahead and listen in. Jose Quintana spoke to the media just a little while ago, and Quintana just gave his general thoughts. He really pitched well. I think that's, if you want to take something away that actually means something, it's probably Quintana's performance. He pitched well, courtesy of Bally Sports Midwest. This is what Quintana had to say just a little while ago.
Feels good. I think we're really close to win these games. I think it was really good about our third. They play really good baseball. I think at the end of the game, we had a couple, you know, options to tie the game, and they pitched really well. I think Williams scabbed again two times. Big situation. Other than that, feels great. My staff was there, and, just keep competing and wait for support. But it was a tough game.
Are you getting energy from this team and being in the postseason? Can you feel you're getting extra energy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And after yesterday, you know, everything is, I think it's a postseason now for us. We think huge for us, going to be start hot, you know, this is last week and before the playoffs. It's going to be, I think, really important for us, you know, keep playing really good baseball. And tonight we did it, we played good, and, you know, like I say, it was a great battle out there.
How much do you want a start in the playoffs? Like, the way you're pitching, you're getting better as the season goes along. How much do you want one of those playoff starts?
A lot, you know, means a lot for me. I remember I say this, you know, we play baseball for this moment. I think October is, it's the perfect time to show everything we have in the tank, and, you know, it's a great opportunity to win. So we go in a really good way if we keep playing baseball like we did tonight. So we got a really good chance to you know, get all our goals to win in the World Series. So we go in a good way, so I'm happy with that.
Jose, do you feel like you're pitching better? As each kind of start has gone, do you feel like you're pitching better today than, say, when you were traded to the Cardinals?
I think I'm been pitching good. I'm proud of my outing tonight. I think just one inning was a little longer. A couple deep counts for me, I think, makes the difference after 2 hours get a chance. I think when you feel your stuff, you know, in the sum good, you're feeling, you know, you're going to get good results. So I just want to keep doing the same I've been doing last couple of months, and, you know, keep fighting every time, ready to compete and put my thing in really good position.
That is Jose Quintana. That audio is courtesy of Bally Sports Midwest after he really did pitch well. To me, it's a no-brainer. Quintana's in your wild card rotation. I think he and Miles Michaelis are the no-brainers, and then whoever that third pitcher is in the wild card round, that's where the decision gets tough, because you can make the argument for Wainwright, you can make the argument for Flaherty, you can make the argument for Montgomery. They're different arguments. Some arguments are stronger than others, but you can certainly make the argument for any of those three other guys for that third spot. 314-436-7900. That is the number to call. That's the number to text. Denny has given us a call. Hey, Denny, you're on the Extra Innings Show.
Thanks. There's such a hole in the shortstop. It's ridiculous. You talk about a no-brainer. They have to get rid of DeYoung. They have to. He's an out. His bat is so slow behind a fastball. I was really watching it tonight. He's not anywhere near catching up with a fastball. Nowhere, you know. What are you going to put in there? Who's going to put in?
What's your answer? So you're complaining about DeYoung, and I don't think DeYoung is going to be on the playoff roster. He hasn't played that much before tonight. Again, today's lineup was a lineup where most players just didn't play because it was a clincher yesterday. Over the course of the last week before tonight, he had four at bats. So it's not like he's playing a ton right now. Who would you rather see in those few spots that he's taking?
Edmund.
Well, Tom Edmund's already playing. Like, so, no.
They have to bring in, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you. There's got to be some rookie that can play second.
Well, you need somebody who's on the 40-man roster. You're not gonna start somebody's clock on the like this. I understand, Denny, why you're complaining about this, but I also think you're complaining about an absolutely nothing burger, because the at bats he's getting right now are end of season at bats. Now, if he ends up on the playoff roster, which I don't think he's going to end up on, and if he comes up in a key moment in the playoffs and he comes up and he strikes out, he just doesn't come through. Denny, I want you to call me back that night and you can tell me how wrong I was. But to me, it's something to get frustrated with when you see him at the plate, because you're right, he looks lost at the plate. He's not coming up with hits, but he's getting at bats that are not going to exist in games that matter.
Right. I've always respected him and thought he was a great player, and he still is. He's just out of sync for some reason.
Yeah. You bet. I appreciate the phone call, Denny. It's not good with him right now. We're not gonna sugarcoat it. It would have been great if Nolan Gorman would have been able to be just a little bit more consistent. Even let's see what the AAA season ended today. Let's see how he finished off the AAA season. So he had two hits today, so that's good. Nolan Gorman had a couple hits in his final. He had three hits over his last two games, which is good, because prior to that, he had three hits in his total time returning to AAA and striking out just a ton. In his last four games at AAA, though, he still struck out 9 times. Just not great. He finished September at AAA with a 138 average and a 310 slugging percentage, a 529 OPS, a 219 on base. Gorman did not put it together. Now, the thing is, Gorman gives you pop. Gorman gives you a little bit of pop, and maybe you would suspect that when they're putting together the postseason roster, you're looking for some very specific things, and you would like to have a little bit of pop off the bench. I don't know if that means Gorman's going to be the guy, because he just wasn't hitting. He just wasn't hitting. And, I don't really know what the answer is at this point. But we're complaining about Paul DeJong at-bats. I just don't think he's going to be getting any big at-bats in those big moments. And more specifically, I don't even think he's going to end up on the playoff roster, but I could be wrong on that. All right, so the Cardinals are going to enjoy an off day tomorrow and get used to learning about the Pittsburgh Pirates, because that's the only team that they are going to play against over the course of the next 6 games to wrap up the regular season. 3 here in St. Louis, and then 3 more in Pittsburgh, and then they will get set for the postseason after that. Coming up on Friday night in the series opener, Jack Flaherty will be on the mound, 1-1, a 4.97 ERA. 7:15 first pitch coming up on Friday night. That means our coverage begins at 6:20. Actually, KMOX's coverage overall began just a little bit after 6 o'clock, and I think I can say this, Friday Night Live, but Lowe's coming up Friday night. Ozzie Smith is going to be in the house for our Friday night show. And they said this on the broadcast tonight, so I think I can say this. Another Hall of Famer might stop by as well. We'll leave it at that. No guarantees. Just a little, just hanging that out there. So that's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Friday night. By the way, What's on Deck? It is brought to you, as always, by Chesterfield Fence and Deck, chesterfieldfence.com. I've got you for Sports Open Line tomorrow night. It's going to be just a 1-hour program leading into Thursday Night Football. I'll talk to you at 6 o'clock tomorrow right here on KMOX.